Fighters, quick announcement. Mile High Profit Summit tickets are on sale right now. We've been getting crazy messages and emails about when are you going to put tickets on sale? We want to be there this year. So if you want to join hundreds of other amazing FWs as they work on themselves, work on their businesses, go to milehighprofitsummit.com. Check out what we have for you there. Join me, Steve Rosenberg, Ben Newman, and a bunch of other total FWs that are going to bring the fire to you and help you walk out of there with actionable tips, strategies, tactics, and any other word I can think of to help you get better. MileHighProfitSummit.com. Fighters, today I want to talk with you about three must-have but often overlooked marketing techniques that will put more money in your damn pocket. And I am blown away by the number of contractors that are not doing all three of these things, let alone even one of them. God's honest truth. It blows my mind. I will talk to somebody who's been in business for 5 or 10 years, and they're not doing these simple things. All right. Number one, letter your vehicle up. Okay. It is a moving billboard that has the potential to be seen by tens of thousands of people a day. All right. Not only should you letter up your vehicle and make this an investment, don't do some half-ass little magnet or something like that. All right. Letter up your trucks. There's a lot of companies that can do it for you. They get all creative and it should pop. It should be the time. Why do you think school buses are bright yellow? Because you can fucking see them. All right. So I'm not saying you have to have a yellow truck and a yellow brand and all this other crap, but have something that pops. Second part of that is park it where it can be seen. All right. So if I'm going to run into a restaurant and the restaurant's on the corner, I'm not going to park in the front row. I'm going to park in the back row that's out by the main roads where the intersection is so people see my truck. When I work on a job site, I'm going to park it in a prominent area, okay, in front of the property where more people are going to see it. Now, to tag along with this, you should also have yard signs in front of the house or the project that you're working on, unless it's a commercial building or whatever, and they don't allow it. But guys, this is low-hanging fruit. A lot of you, I'll tell you, one big marketing regret I have from 20 years ago is I didn't have more trucks on the road. I look back now and I'm like, huh. Because the amount of people that said to us, they'd call in and we'd have a conversation, how'd you hear about us? They would say things like, man, we just see you all over the place. And yet I was too fucking stupid at the time to connect the dots and realize, wow, that's our trucks driving around. All right. So don't be an idiot. Letter up your vehicles, park them in prominent locations, make sure they're seen, make sure they're clean, all right? Because it sends a message. That's what your brand is. A brand is a reputation. You're driving a dirty truck, okay? It just, now you have a dirty reputation. Second thing that I highly recommend you do is put up door hangers around the 5 surrounding properties. So if I'm working on this house, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5, 6, 7, however it is. Okay. Here's the house you're working on. At least 5 houses around every project you do. Think about that. Now, we were doing, you know, call it 300 projects a year. Well, Logan, what's 300 times 5? 1,500. That's another 1,500 people that know who the hell we are in the neighborhood. And then you combine that with the truck being parked there and the yard sign and this and that. Now, there's a science to the door hanger thing, all right, that I'm not going to go into, but what I will say is don't make it all salesy. Make it like, hey, we're working in the neighborhood and want to let you know if we disrupt your way of life in any way, shape, or form, please call this number. And Joe is the crew leader on the job and he'll take care of it. He'll move the truck. He'll pick up the garbage that blew into your yard, whatever it is. All right. This is branding. This is awareness. So make sure that you're doing that. Write it into your crew leader's job description that the day they start the job, they put the sign in the yard and he walks around and hangs the door hangers. It's not fucking rocket science and it's cheap. Third thing that you ain't doing. I could see you doing one, the first two, but rarely do I meet somebody doing the third thing. And that's what I call the leave behind. Okay. We called it the did you know leave behind. So if I'm remodeling a kitchen, when I leave the home, okay, or if you go out there for a sales appointment, at some point, leave this document there. I would invest in a good graphic designer, make it look all branded up and make it look good. All right, maybe a thicker, you know, cardstock, a thicker cardstock or something that's printed on or laminated or whatever, and leave it behind, leave behind. And it says, did you know we also remodel bathrooms, finish basements, XYZ, if you're us as a painting company back in the day, we do interior painting, exterior painting, drywall repair, light carpentry, pressure washing, decks, fences, okay? A lot of times people don't know all that you do. It should be obvious. It's not obvious. All right. I've told the story here before where my biggest competitor was painting the exterior of a woman that had paid me at least $60,000 in interior painting work. And she hired him to do the exterior. And I called her. I said, why are you cheating on me? And she said, I didn't know you did exteriors. All right. So guys, let her up your trucks. Get some yard signs out there. So it's the whole signage thing, right? Number two, door hangers around every damn project you do. And did you know, leave behinds. The combination of these three things, you guys, I promise you, is going to find you another 10 jobs a year. All right. 10 jobs a year for hardly any financial investment. All right. Yeah, a wrap is a couple thousand bucks, but that's nothing, you guys. Okay. 10 grand is nothing. If all this costs you 10 grand a year, that's fucking nothing. And if it is something, you need to pull your fucking head out of your ass because you're not running a business. You're running a fucking business daycare or some shit like that. I don't even know if that made sense. All right. But you get my point. It's not a lot of money. So be consistent with it. And I promise you, you'll expand your brand. Hey, I rhymed that. You'll expand your brand and you make more money. I'm out.